It is exactly 3 minutes after 5, and we're moving straight into our health and wellness with Dr. Lona Maphuthuma. Dr. Lona Maphuthuma, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Father. How are you?
It's been a minute, sister.
I'm good.
What's my guy?
Well, apparently we're having a good topic today, insomnia, and I think you have the problem.
Hey, why it's insomnia, ne? Yeah. Why it's, I actually touched my rosary, ne? And I went through it, gave a deal, the whole, ne? I even went and did a second one. Could I sleep? Dololo. Then I thought I'll have some cough mixture. Cough mixture, yabaholo, ne?
Yes.
It didn't work. So.
Then you've passed every drug in the system. The Christian one and the.
yo. Talk to us. Tell our listeners, what is insomnia, doc?
It's a subjective thing. But as a doctor, from a doctor's point of view, insomnia is when we have the either poor sleep or lack of sleep.
Okay.
You know that advert that talks about counting sheep the whole night?
Yes.
Exactly that. When I struggle falling asleep. Now, let's not talk about one night where the dogs were biting next to you, or one night where you had sinusitis, or you were coughing or ill or whatever. We're talking about constant issue of falling asleep every single night for quite a number of times. I mean, for about a month or so. That's when you say it's a problem.
Okay. So it's not that once a week thing where, you know, it's just maybe because there's a change of pattern, or maybe you're sleeping in a different bed.
Oh, maybe I'm worried about tomorrow's presentation with Simba.
Or cut the debit orders that are coming out of my account.
Definitely, exactly. If the sleep comes on the lack of sleep comes on the 24th to the 25th, come on.
All right.
It is financially related.
Okay. So this lack of sleep, because I at some point I did suffer from, well, I don't think if I did, but I've had times where I failed to sleep. Now you can actually feel that your body is exhausted, because I mean you've done say 10Ks or 15Ks, né? And your body is exhausted and you just want to shut down. But guess what? The mind is still awake.
And what is very funny is one of the other ways of therapy towards this is there are ways where it depends on what kind of a sleep issue you have. I'll go back into that. But there are ways where we actually tell you, get your body as tight as possible so that you fall asleep. But I know there are people who, the more tired they are, actually the more difficult it is to fall asleep.
Indeed. So what causes insomnia then?
Insomnia, let me explain what it is in a deeper day. You can be starting to fall asleep like the first early hours into bed. Okay? Yeah. You might find that you sleep it's 8 o'clock, by 12 you're awake and you're going to go back to 3 and to bed at 3. That is disrupted sleep. That's another cause of insomnia, another definition of insomnia, I'm sorry. And then you've got the last one, which is very common with our grandmother and grandfather. These people are forever up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, it is just a natural one where you have difficulty covering the whole 7 to 8 hours of sleep. So they are up very, very early, and 3 o'clock until late, until maybe early in the morning, where sleep is disrupted. So it could be any time of the evening, either the before or during the sleep, or even later on, waking up earlier than anticipated. That is when we have all those issues. And what there are many causes, especially when the reason we divide it into this is because the many causes are related to what pattern it is. Now, for example, the major, bigger cause is depression. Hey, Father, a patient told me last week when she was going through a certain issue that I said, hey, Mommy, the reason you're sick is because of stress. And I knew it. You doctors are lazy. Everything is stress.
Yeah.
So as I'm coming here and saying, depression, stress, a simple stress. Like when you want to explain depression to Dougie, the word I can only use is stress. You know? Because that is the major part. It really is a common one where people really, most of the time, they either struggle to fall asleep immediately, or you do fall asleep, but the brain doesn't switch off.
But some people, I just discovered when some of us take certain beverages, say at certain hours of the day or even of the night, then you realize that they alter your sleep pattern. So, for example, if I was to have a cup of coffee before I go to bed, I'm going to struggle the first hour because I'll be very restless when I jump into my bed. You see, or if I take anything with caffeine, yeah, you see,
caffeine, your, I mean, probably what your cross nighting, maybe a cross night or something,
you know,
the power drinks today. All this energy drinks that have, they all have caffeine in them. So what they do is they make your heartbeat go faster, and they just make your brain to be continuously alert. Because when we need to sleep, everything needs to be relaxed. And muscles, the whole body must be relaxed, which is muscles, and the brain and the nerves must also be relaxed. So if you've pumped caffeine into your body, of course there won't be any relaxation, and you will struggle to fall asleep.
But another one that I've seen, Mina, also, today I'm doing a lot of review. I'm doing confession on air.
Well, no, you got your consulting for free, first.
Yeah. The other one that I've seen is the effect that light has on my sleep. So if I was to be sitting behind a computer desk before I go to bed, I would really struggle to fall asleep. Therefore, if I sleep say at 11, which or 10, it means that by 8 or 9 I should have been away from my computer or any screen or television and my phone, so that it doesn't affect me. Is that am I normal?
You are very normal, and that's what we call the technology disruptions in our rooms.
I've actually thrown them away now. I don't mind.
Yes. If you struggle with sleep, the things like your computer, even they say, what is it, your tablet or whatever, if it hasn't been properly switched off, if you still have that backlight in it, most people can struggle falling asleep. Mm. But you know, Father, this is the other thing. I also say invest in a very good curtain. The room must be dark. Our melanin, the body and the mind must see darkness and feel darkness for it to fall asleep. So I always tell people, you know, those very good, I'm talking about good hotels, I'm not talking about the other shady ones, but a very good hotel has very good,
those
thick curtains that you will find them. Mm. You wake up at 12 during the day, you think it's still early in the morning. Mm. That's the whole idea. Mm. It's the idea of trying to get you to sleep as much as possible, despite whatever disruptions could be in your back environment. Darkness is meant to make us sleep. That is how the brain responds.
All right. Now, what are some of the signs and the symptoms for those who have not had it?
Look, the signs and the symptoms are just difficulty sleeping. But then you will only notice, some people notice the next day, okay? Mm-hmm. You find that you struggle to concentrate at work. Mm-hmm. These are people who would result in issues like, we call them hypersomnolence. The person never sleeps at night, but on their front desk, I'm telling you, 10 o'clock, they're dead. Mm-hmm. They're lying on the computer. You're tired to the next day. You've got headaches. You know, when you've got this tension headache that we call where the headache is right in front of your face
and
right towards the back of the neck, it is because you're not sleeping properly. It is a lot of other things that, but the next day, when you cannot cope with a normal day, the next day, those are some signs and symptoms of it.
Now, at what point then do we come to your office and say, Dr. Lona, please help?
Let me tell you, you should come to the doctor anytime. Because first of all, I must tell you, if it's a disease or it has to do with other issues of environment. I mean, for example, Father, I always say, the other thing is your environment must be a sleep-friendly environment. Mm. Invest in a good bed. You know?
And no television in your bedroom, please.
No, come on. No television in your bedroom. I mean, that's already like that. Let's start about a good bed with a good mattress, with no squeaky racket as well. You know, like making noise every time you turn on your own. Make sure your sleeping partner is, snore bad. You know, people who snore at night next to you can take away your sleep. You know, that's why I'm saying you need to sit down with the doctor, because we can go through that and really realize what is the problem. Are we taking things like stimulants? Are you one who exercises a lot and you're forever on stimulants? You're in the gym and whatever.
Yes.
When are you breathing to the next guy next door, or when are you Superman? Of course, by the time you go back to bed, you will struggle. Like steroids, they make it difficult for you to fall asleep. Now, the remedy there comes with simple things. If it's the environment is not a sleep loving one, you will advise you to start, first of all, exercise daily. Those who really exercise, especially very early in the morning, they'll tell you the energy levels get carried throughout the day, but your sleep pattern gets to be better at night.
I agree.
So especially those who take up the exercises in the morning, because then the exercise, the energy and everything gets burned down the whole day, and then you get to sleep better. Regular sleep schedule. I feel sorry for people. Sometimes this is not our doing. People who do shift work, the sleep pattern is disrupted there. We talk about people who are forever in planes and flying, jet lag. You know, such things are unfortunately work-related and some people cannot do much about. Those are the people I would help with tablets. But then there are so many things we can still do. Invest in good duck curtains, I've said, a good bed and a pillow and a good partner, obviously. It is simple things like only going to bed when you feel sleepy. You know, some people really go to bed because, I'm bored. And, you know, some of you actually sleep the whole day. Or you're surprised when you can't sleep at night.
Okay, so that's... And treatment. Are you just going to give me that magical pill? Or should
there
I just...
Should I just
buy it?
Talk about other things. We spoke about people who are on tablets, stimulants. There are people who are trying to lose weight. I mean, I must make this clear. There are people who take tablets, trying to lose weight, and they take it in the morning. By the time they go to bed, they struggle to fall asleep. Stimulants, like those brain, you know, those, our kids were on ADHD,
yes,
and the adults who are taking medication for that.
Yeah.
That medication, the idea is to keep you awake. So we must make sure that when we give you the latest time, most of them will say no medication after 3 o'clock or such things. So there are so many things that can be worked. If you struggle, if you work overtime, a daytime siesta for us Italians, okay? A daytime siesta. Would actually help. You take a nap, and then you go back, you'll feel rejuvenated, and you'll be able to get a proper sleep again at night. Now, the most important thing is, before the doctor gives you medication, we must eliminate all those things, Father.
Okay.
We must checked, and we must make sure this is not your problem before we give you tablets. Yes, they are magic pills.
Okay. And self-management, how should we be taking care of ourselves? I would like to start from our bedrooms because I'll say this once again, and I'm making a big confession here on air. I think our bedrooms should be sanctuaries. Our bedrooms should not be offices. Our bedrooms should not be boardrooms. And I think for those people who have people that share bedrooms, even for those who don't even share a bedroom with anyone, I think your bedroom should be, at least for me, my bedroom. What's that? My bedroom should not even have a television, should not even have a computer inside. It should be that place where when I walk into my... And that's what it should be, because all these things are things that they are external stimulants to us where we then find ourselves sleepwalking and we wonder, why are we sleepwalking?
We must talk about that sleepwalking thing. I was reading many years ago, I remember reading, preparing for Family Desk something, and I was reading about this guy who talks about from when he was young, his parents had always told him, your parents' bedroom is the holy of holies.
And it is.
Which is true, which means whatever happens there, should you make sure everything is at peace? Parents are at peace, or your sleeping environment are peaceful and quiet, and there must be sanctuaries, like you said, they must be respected.
They should.
Now, it has been proven, Father Hore, every time you go to bed, whatever technology has been flashing in front of your eyes continues to play in your brain for another 2 hours.
It does. And I unfortunately, I'm a living testimony to that. I've really suffered because of that until I then was told that that is what was happening. And
I hope you didn't try to medicate yourself with the tablets, because now we told you to say something about sleepwalking. They are very dangerous. Very dangerous sleeping tablets out there in the market. Even us doctors prescribe it. But let me tell you why. Sometimes we prescribe it because it's at gunpoint. You know, you've got patients who are very addicted to this medication. You try everything else, they'll tell you, this is the only one that works. But some of those side effects are bad. People sleepwalk on those sleeping tablets. People are zombies during the day. Some people have used that, those tablets, and really committed crime. Like, you know, when people go have date rape and whatever. It is because this medication is allowed to be lying on your mother's desk or whatever, and the naughty kids can take it. You understand? So, I'm one person. I really do understand. I'm a doctor. There's medication for everything. But when it comes to sleeping, our major problem is we find addicts out of sleeping medication.
Indeed.
You said something about cough mixture. My mother, she knows she has a problem. I think mama, if she's listening, she's addicted to her cough mixture. She will always claim she's coughing, but I know because she takes it at night.
Anyhow, Dr. Lona, let's give practical guides. You've spoken about lifestyle changes, the whole notion of exercising, the whole notion of even eating the right foods at the right time and know exactly what you're ingesting at a particular time within your body. But, and I'm going to emphasize on this, especially as somebody who's recovered and who's been treated with a condition. By the way, I didn't get treatment, but as a person who's experienced... Hey, what about my caller tomorrow to be on the in the daily sun?
Of course.
Anyway, I think, and I'm really big on technology to actually say, in as much as people have made it in life, let's take out those televisions out of our bedrooms. Let's take out those computers from our bedrooms. Let's switch off those telephones when we get, or we can put them on silent and put them far away from our bedside tables or whatever you have next to your bedroom. So, but let it be technology free and just let our bedrooms be those sanctuaries where it is us and God. And for those people who are lucky to have other people in their lives, it is the third party who is God in that bedroom.
Of course. But, you know, Father, what you've said is very, very important. And I don't think 10 years ago this was a major issue, you know. But now, because we have those things surrounding our environment, our home, I mean, even now they create television that are in the bathrooms now, isn't it? We really constantly allow this technology to really be part of our life. But then it continues playing in our brain for longer. Mm-hmm. Even the TVs, that's like a... Even when the TV is switched off, there's usually that red light that is still there at the back.
Yes.
So the best thing is not to have it in the bedroom. The best thing is not to have it. But let us not also undermine the other issues of the fact that most people, there's always a problem behind. My dear, there's people who are probably students overstudying and taking medication without realizing or at the end ever consider insomnia. And then they want treatment for insomnia when they could have reduced the medication they are taking or the stimulants they are taking. Let us not forget people who are in psychological problems. This is 90% of it, Father. We're talking about people who are going through depression. Depression can actually cause you to actually sleep more or even sleep less.
Yes, those debit orders, doctor.
Your debit orders, Father. But now, come on. Debit order, get depression, Father. Okay, lifestyle.
Key
lifestyle, Father. But once you've got a collect, handing over to our collection, at least the debit order is 1 out of 10. Okay?
Ah. Consolidate.
Depression is solved today. But now, this is what I'm talking about, Father. Let us try, especially those who are, like bipolar people. Now, for one, and this is I see with the young kids who are starting consuming drugs. Family members, when they bring them to our house, to our practice, when the mental conditions start kicking in because of other usage of dacha or anything, or even a normal psychiatric patient, maybe start like a schizophrenia or bipolar, the first symptoms family will start seeing, besides talking too much, it's saying, hey, this person doesn't sleep anymore.
Quick one, Doc. Let's talk about alternative treatments. Mina Ugogwami called me when I went home because I told you about this thing, about this this English disease that I had.
How did she medicate it African way?
I still need my job.
Honey. You took honey with sugar, man.
All I can say is there are alternative treatments, and some of them are traditional alternative treatments. Do they work?
With all due respect to your grandmother and a science laboratory, I must say, everything that is traditional that has been proven in the laboratory, Father, might work for you, but the damage that's going in deep down is different. But let us talk about things that we know. And now, Father, what's working? When it comes to us and Dagi and everything, you know, I have a friend. She's white and she was laughing. She was saying, one time I was having coffee in the morning and she was having your normal lemon and water, Father.
Yes.
And she says, I'm having the black water. Black person's water. I'm not thinking, I got to get on the Dagi. She's saying, having lemon in the morning before. So with all respect to your grandmother, they are those traditional medicines that are there. I mean, really, to be honest, most of them, really, they just work depending on who you are, what you take, and all the other things. I mean, my mother has taken great-looking joy out of the fact that Umphile vinegar one day, and she thought it stopped the stomach, and it didn't. It actually made it worse. But because it's meant for their stomach to know, it, their brain to know, hey, when you have diarrhea, you take vinegar. Asia, and that's when she was making things worse. Traditional medicine, home remedy, we would like to hear more about them, but to be honest, the most important thing, clean your environment.
Thank you.
The most important thing, get rid of all that waste that is surrounding you. The heat. Kids, you know, you'll be surprised. Babies of five years of age or and less will respond more to changing temperature. Mm. So when there's a heat, they will make this noise the whole night. Mm. Or when they're feeling cold, you might find such things are only the only things that you need to change in your environment, and then you'll start sleeping.
Indeed. Doc, thank you very much. Hey, thank you very much for assisting us with this disease. It is a disease that we seldom acknowledge, unfortunately. And yet, this disease is very common and so widespread in our communities. And I don't know, there is stigma attached to this. You know, it's like, you just wake up and watch television. But guess what? You are having insomnia. And by the way, my grandmother's treatment was hot Milo.
I love those people. They always go the opposite direction.
Botato and Smoo were having, their ears were growing here. They wanted to know what that remedy was. And I'm putting it out there on record. It was Milo. Doc, thank you very much.
I don't know what you mean. Which size really goes into our parents?
Doc, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. But my warning is the same. As much as we want to solve it, please be careful. The addiction is greatest with sleeping tablets. Please, people, really, we need to play away from that, because once you start on them, you won't stop. Just make sure it's the doctor who prescribes it, and the doctor will know the right one. Thank you very much, Father. Have a lovely evening. Please sleep well tonight. Simba, have a lovely evening.
And Tato is in studio and
Tato also, yeah. Tato knows. Tato's probably going to have cucumber and water right now.
And he's going to take my grandmother's Milo. Thank you very much.
Milo, no, it's fine.
Yeah, it's a better one. I don't undermine that.
I chocolate, the caffeine.
What chocolate?
I love you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Doc. And if you have your Milo tonight, think of me.